are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place, because this is the Willpower Podcast. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. No way. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today, our special guest is Alyssa Simino, and Alyssa is actually an EXP. I want to have her on here today. So, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. Love talking with realtors and kind of figuring out why they chose this industry in the first and kind of how they got to where they are today. So my first question for you is, what was your childhood like and how has it helped turn you into who you are today?
Ooh, my childhood. Like, oh, that brings loaded back question. Some memories. I know, that's a fully loaded question here. Childhood, I grew up, I'm not going to lie, I grew up pretty poor. I watched my parents struggle. My mom was a waitress. My dad was like, he was kind of a construction worker, but not really. He really didn't start to make any money, and I have six siblings. Wow. He didn't start to make money to honestly support our family until I was probably around like 10 years old. But what he started doing was flipping houses, and just watching that as I grew up, like, he created a whole different type of lifestyle for us when he started flipping, and then he started renting, and then honestly just became an entrepreneur. After that, he became an electrician, and it just like showed me how much like working a 9-to-5 really does not cut it. And then if you really want to break income brackets, that you have to jump into entrepreneurship. And I loved watching him like flip houses and do all that stuff. And it kind of, I didn't realize it honestly until probably like 3 years ago that I wanted real estate. But it took me that long, but it was very fascinating watching him do it. It just sparked my interest. I was like, oh, there's just something here.
Yeah. No, that is awesome that you actually had like someone to look at that was actually doing real estate when you were younger at an earlier age. And so it's super cool to kind of see you revolve back to real estate now that you're a little bit older. Now you understand entrepreneurship, and now here you are back in the real estate. So growing up, did you always want to go into real estate, or do you have other aspirations then?
Oh, no, of course. Like, I wanted to be a doctor or a veterinarian or something like that. I started college in biology because I thought I really wanted to do the doctor realm. I love health and fitness and nutrition, and I just think human bodies are amazing. So I studied that. I did biology for like 2 years. I realized I did not want to be a doctor. I shadowed doctors. Their life just seemed like miserable. You're just working all the time and not like, honestly, you're not truly making enough for that, in my personal opinion. Right. So I switched over to nutrition just because I was experiencing my own health issues at that time. So I got my bachelor's in nutrition, but I knew I wasn't going to use it, if that makes sense. And then.
Gotcha. And no, it definitely makes sense, the whole doctor thing as well. And some people just have that. They have the money coming in, but they have no time freedom. And so it's like you have no work-life balance whatsoever. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, it's so important to kind of find those occupations that can check all those boxes of having family time, having some decent money coming in, and still having time freedom. So it's that's an extremely important decision, you know, for me, like deciding like what I want to go into. I'm sure it is for you as well.
Yes.
Which real estate does.
Yeah. And I even, my mom literally yesterday, she was just like, I'm so jealous. And I was like, why? She goes, you can take a vacation. You can wake up late. You could go do whatever you want when you want to do it. And I have to go and clock in. I was like, I'm telling you, entrepreneurship is the way to go. I was like, even if it's not just real estate, I love real estate, but I'm like, it's so nice.
Yeah. It's such a different like culture and perspective of life. And I think that COVID, you know, last couple of years has turned more people into entrepreneurship and going online, and people are kind of seeing the value of like what you can do on your own
instead of devoting those 40 hours to someone else, making someone else rich. So that's why I love entrepreneurship for myself. And so you mentioned that you also got your degree in nutrition, I believe you said. So, but then you also said you didn't really want to do anything in that industry, and you knew that.
So
what was going through your mind at that point, getting that degree and then realizing, like, I don't really want to do anything with that?
I was so nervous because I'm the first one in my family to get a bachelor's degree. So I was like, I'm going to get this expensive degree and then they're going to make fun of me because, like, I'm not going to do anything with it. So I was kind of feeling like the shame there for it. So I really tried to do something with it. I went in, I became like a life and anxiety coach with a school. But again, like the income for the hours, and then, like, honestly, that was more mentally exhausting than anything. And I don't know. It was really hard. It was like a thing, but I was like, I need to find something else that's going to make it worthwhile so that my family doesn't judge me.
That is so funny. So how long were you working in the school then?
I did it for 1 year. I did it the year after I graduated, but I still had I still had to waitress and do all of that stuff as well.
Gotcha. So what did you do then after that? Was that when you turned the real estate?
Yes, that is.
Gotcha. I love it. So you got a 4-year degree and spent 1 year actually doing something with that degree. And then, you know, screw it, I'm just going to go into real estate. So I actually love that transition. Mm-hmm. So looking back on it, do you regret getting that degree, or do you think it was like a waste of time? Or you still think it was worth it and had to happen for part of the journey?
I don't regret it at all. So when I left out a little piece. So for me to finish my degree, I did a year and then I ran out of scholarships and then I had to join the military so that the military would cover my college. So that taught me like so much. I would not take back that experience at all. I ended up doing 6 years and getting my degree with it. And that was just so, I just feel like it helped me grow up because I just like mentally, I was not resilient. I wasn't disciplined. And honestly, school taught me that, hey, like this is due. So you have to do it. Like you don't have a choice. And same with the military. Like there was a lot of things I didn't want to do, but I had to do it. So I feel like it kind of gave me the kick in the butt and made me learn how to critical think and how to be more independent and like work as a team. It taught me so much. So I love education.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely huge. And I'm sure you carried some of those lessons over into real estate as well. Like you said, that resilience is going to be huge in entrepreneurship, kind of learning how to deal with that kind of rejection. That's obviously going to come along no matter what industry you go into. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely crucial. So after you made that switch to real estate, were you doing real estate full time right off the bat? Were you still going like 50-50 with like being a waitress and some of that other stuff?
No, I just jumped right in, which was a little hard because so the company that I worked for before EXP, they did give you like a draw program. So it was super nice. So like you had to like hit like $1,000 you had to bring in each like week if you wanted to get paid. And then they would pay you $1,000 like a money up front. So it made it really nice so that I could afford it because at that time I just moved to San Antonio from New Hampshire. So I just like quit my job, quit everything and jumped to San Antonio and started real estate. it was kind of crazy.
That is definitely a crazy transition. That's what I love about, you know, interviewing people on this podcast is like, no matter what it is, like someone in their story always has to make like that scary transition, that scary jump into something brand new. And for you, like you said, it's moving from New Hampshire all the way down to San Antonio, pretty much starting over. Mm-hmm. And like there's obviously a lot of risk that comes along with that. And obviously there's some fears at the same time, but no matter what, like you still went through with it. It's just like what's possible on the other side of it? That's like the motivating factor to actually go down there and do that. So, I mean, how did you kind of like learn to deal with those fears? Like, oh, what's going to happen if I don't make it as an agent down in San Antonio, starting my life over? Like, was that stuff running through your mind at all?
Absolutely not. It was just like, I didn't like where I was and I knew what I was doing wasn't working. So I was like, to do something or, you know, to get a different result, you have to do something different. So I was like, you know what? I was like, screw it, for lack of better words. I was like, what do I have to lose? Like, I'm not like where I am. I'm not making the money I want. You know, I was in debt. I was like, this is just miserable. I was like, I just need a change of scenery. And I actually have an aunt down here in San Antonio. And it was just like, you know, when people when they reach out to you and you're like, oh, this is like a godsend. Like, how did you know I needed this when I needed it? She like called me right when I was like at a breaking point. I was like, I felt like I just wasn't doing what I was meant to do. Like big fish, small pond. And she was just like, hey, what if I offered you like just to come down and stay with me until you got on your feet? And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, okay, let me leave now. I was like, let me go. So it was really nice.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I love the whole change of scenery. I think that is so crucial as well, because you know, once you put yourself in a new environment, like you got to start out like doing some new rituals, doing some new like routines kind of during the day. Yes. So from like in your own words, like why is that new change of scenery so important for someone that kind of wants to have a reset in their life?
I feel like we just get so stuck in the same routines, and especially when we're around the same people. For me, I needed to change everything, because I would get going, right? Like I'd have a week, I'd have 2 weeks, sometimes even a month, and then boom, like your same patterns happen. Like, you know, you start going to the same bar, you start going to, like, you just have all these routines that just like come back. And personally, I just needed to completely change it. And for me, that was it. Yeah. I'm like, I highly recommend anybody should do that.
Yeah.
If you feel stuck.
Right. And it's absolutely awesome that it's working out for you too. At the same time, it's kind of like proving that point. Mm-hmm. So when you first made that switch, you started doing real estate full time. I mean, how were you able to kind of get those leads coming? Because obviously it's a new area. You don't really know anyone. Like people tell you right at the back, go to friends and family, but obviously you couldn't really do that because it's a new area. So like, what were you doing in that starting off point to kind of get some leads coming in?
I was just being as friendly as I could to like anybody I'd meet, the company. I was just like, everybody want to be your friend. I even got on like Bumble for Facebook, like how you can be friends on Bumble. I like started doing that. And I actually like now one of my girlfriends, like she's like my best friend. I was like, how did I just meet you off of Bumble? It was so funny. So that does work. And then, I also, so they gave you leads too. You just had to give them a higher percentage of your commission off of the leads that you gave. But as long as you put them in, then obviously you'd make more. So I did get really lucky. They kind of like set me up with that.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And I think that's also a good point for new realtors as well. It's like you shouldn't try to do everything on your own starting out with the real estate. I think that it's so important to kind of like you did, join a team and then have someone facilitate you some of those leads, even though it is a higher commission that you pay to them. But at the same time, you're going to get that experience of actually going through that process. And then, you know, like a year or two down the road, if you want to leave them, you have more experience. You'll be able to get those leads on your own and know what to do throughout the whole entire process. So that's definitely an important part of that. So, I mean, it sounds like you were doing pretty well at that first broker. So what made you want to switch then to eXp?
I was the top sales agent in San Antonio. I had the top closing rate. I honestly was killing it. Not to brag, but like I was doing very well, but I just felt like, again, like I got stuck, like, and I just was maxing out, you know what I mean? Like I maxed out everything that I could in that company. So it was just like, all right, like now I killed it at apartments. Let me see what I can do in the housing world. Just because I said before, like I love to learn. So I get very bored if I start, like if I'm just getting in the same routine, I'm like, no, I need to change it. I need to start doing something else. Or I need to add something. And I've always wanted to get into the housing world. So I decided I'd do it.
Gotcha. And so that pretty much led you to eXp, like changing that perspective from apartments to doing housing.
Yes. And, to circle back to my dad. So seeing like what he was doing with the houses and the renting and flipping, like that is my end goal, is to be an investor. So I was just like, how do I do that? I'm not going to be able to do that if I stay with this company that only does apartments. Like, let me go to a company that does everything. And eXp literally does everything.
Yeah. It really is mind blowing. They do a lot of stuff.
And so much education. Like, that's what university, the eXp University. I was like, oh, this is gold.
Yeah. And it's all like on the online platform too. It's like, wow, this is future, you know?
Literally. I showed somebody the eXp world and they were like, wow, this literally is the future of real estate. And I was like, yeah, no, it is. They're just ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I feel like we are ahead of the curve too. I feel like it's going to be blowing up a couple, like more in the next couple of years. So I think we're in a good spot, you know, compared to some other brokerages. So you also mentioned when you were starting, you decided to do apartments and that was kind of like your niche. So why did you decide to do apartments right out of the gate instead of going into housing right away?
Just because of all the benefits with that company. So they had like the leads, they had the advanced pay. And I, honestly, that was what got me. And then I figured apartments would be easier for me to get people in and get money quicker, because I was starting from ground zero, and then get me to know people. And then everyone after apartments usually wants a house. So I was thinking, just get my feet wet, get me to meet people, and then I can jump into the housing after.
Gotcha. It's good just to get that knowledge down first. That's what you're talking about. And so you also mentioned you were a top, you know, San Antonio agent, which is pretty impressive, seeing that like you weren't really involved in real estate before. You're like nutrition and all that other stuff. Now here you are moving to a completely new place and still absolutely killing it with your first couple of years. So like, what were you doing differently than most of the realtors at that time to actually get that, you know, position of being one of those top realtors in San Antonio? Like, what was your daily schedule like at that time?
I would start early. So because I found that most people would either text me at 8 a.m. or they would text me at 5. So I'd personally start early, but I always have a morning routine. I'm like a firm believer in it. I think that, so I meditate, I journal, I write down my goals and my schedule for the day. And that's kind of how I just jump into it without being on my phone the entire morning, you know, getting bogged down that way. So very, very, and you have to work out. Like, working out is like my, I don't know, it just gives me so much energy throughout the day. I was like, I did that every single day, but what I saw, what like separated me from like the pack, was my mindset. So many people get so deterred with hearing the word no and being ghosted and all of these things. But I mean, that's sales and that's real estate. You're going to be ghosted all the time. And I read this book one time and it said, like, if you tell me no, then it just keeps bringing me closer to a yes. So that's honestly, that kind of just changed my perspective. And it was like a network marketing book, I think. I can't remember the name. It was like Go for the No, I think that's what it's called. And that just kind of like shifted for me. It resonated. So.
Yeah, no, that's a very great point. It's like if you get 50 no's in a row, that means you're like one no closer to getting that one yes. So. I mean, that's a good way of looking at it. It's going to keep you kind of positive as well. So my next question for you, obviously, like, you seem super motivated. Like you said, you have the right mindset for entrepreneurship. So I'm kind of curious, like, how did you kind of get the entrepreneurship bug starting out? And like, how did you kind of learn to develop your mindset to a place where each no doesn't really distract you from the end goal and you keep on pushing forward?
I think I started it, like, cause I saw my dad do it. But it didn't, honestly, that didn't resonate with me until I got in, you know, into my adulthood. I would say I started like playing with network marketing, when I was super young. I don't do it anymore, but I like did Beachbody. And then I think I did Isagenics, and I can't remember what else I did, but I'm sure there was a couple others because it just bounced around. I was like, oh, this is fun. Wasn't thinking it too seriously, but just they really strived for, like, they were like, you're going to hear no. And you just, and they were very good about like saying, you need to follow up. And those kind, like, that stuck with me. So I was like, oh, at least I got something out of that. That really stuck with me. Like, you just got to keep at it. And I mean, there's always going to be somebody who, I don't know, you make mad or whatever, but that has to do with them. That doesn't have to do with you. But to go back to your point on my mindset, I think it's books too. I read a lot of books.
That's awesome. No, I think that like everything you're saying is so good. It's like all the knowledge is out there for people like to understand. It's not like you're trying to reinvent the wheel, you know, like you can read those books, you can go on HP Workplace and get the knowledge you need to become successful. And it's not, you know, it's not overly difficult. It's just, there's thousands of people out there doing it each and every single day. So it's kind of like just repeating that process, which is super cool. And it's kind of like for you in your story, you kind of had a head start, like you said, that network marketing kind of taught you the whole sales process. And then you're taking that information going into real estate, knowing and expecting to have those no's come up and like how to deal with them, how to follow up with them, and how to, you know, ultimately get the sale at the end of the day. So I think that's a huge advantage going forward.
110%. And I love that what you said there about somebody else has done it. That like that resonated with me so much, because I always look at that. I'm like, okay, who's the top sales agent? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Because if they can do it, then like I can do it. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. If someone else is doing it, you can always do it. And you don't renovate or reinvent the wheel. I'm like, there's always a process. Just follow it. It's like step by step.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need to make it harder for yourself than it already is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, nope. Someone else is already someone's already made that spreadsheet. Just go find it, download it, and run with it. Don't spend 40 hours creating it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So before we run out of time, just a couple more questions for you. So one, you also mentioned that you read a lot of books, which I absolutely love. So going off of that, like, what would you say is your top one or two books for entrepreneurship or real estate in general?
I would say the one, I mean, I love Think and Grow Rich just as like a mindset. If you are interested in like increasing your wealth, definitely recommend that book. And then it was the morning routine, I can't think of it off the top of my head. Have you heard of that one? It's all about like talking about your morning routine.
I think it's like the $1 million morning routine, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. That one, highly recommend. That's what really got me to be like, all right, I need to wake up early and I need to get started with my day, versus sleeping in and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I love that. And then my next question for you is, looking at your future, what are some of your really big goals that you hope to get accomplished in the next couple of years?
I really want to jump into commercial. I want to get my feet wet in the residential side just so I know how to, close deals and all of that stuff. But my big goal is to get into the commercial so I can do the multi family homes and sell like big apartment buildings and then be an investor myself so that I can be buying these buildings and going in with investors. That's my big, big goal.
Gotcha. I love it. And before we hop off, is there anything else you would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
They can find me. All of my handles are very simple. So it's Alyssa Simino for my personal page, or for my realty page, it's literally Alyssa Simino Realty. I try to make it nice and easy. I like it. I think my words of advice, just don't give up. Like, you're going to have hard days and it's going to suck sometimes, but like the longer you wait and the longer you stall yourself is like the less people you're able to help. So you not being there and not being present is actually like you're not helping somebody. So sometimes I feel like that changing your mindset on that kind of helps.
Yeah. It's all really good stuff. And we appreciate you hopping on today. You said a lot of great stuff that I think my listeners are really going to enjoy. So there, guys, there you have it. Alyssa Simino, thank you again for joining me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. God's blessing. Hey, know where that we go is on.